On a higher note, yay! Welcome back to episode...
First one of the year!
Yay!
After 16, happy new year!
After a fucking 3-month hiatus, it seems like, almost, right? 2 months? 3 months? It's been a while. Yeah, because all the bullshit we have going on. Of booking crazy gigs, like we're doing tonight. Some of us are doing a synagogue. Some of us are doing a Sweet 16.
I don't know which one
synagogue
is worse. I'm pretty sure the synagogue is worse, but I don't know if I'd love to do a Sweet 16 either.
Really?
Who are you making laugh tonight? Who are you guys going? Are you going for the 16
year old?
Yeah,
that's the comics in the back.
Oh, okay.
That
doesn't sound too bad then.
Well, it's funny because the parents reached out to me and they said, we want to have a, I'm being rude, I should introduce my guest. Of course, Monica Vita is my trusty co-pilot.
Hello!
Monica.
And of course, one of the other thirds of the former crew of Good Cop, Bad Cop show, Gabe Dorado.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
And JC Knows Best, everyone rounding out the foursome we have here today.
Yes, this is good.
Yeah, what's up? So yeah, back to the 16-year-old party. That's gonna be interesting because I think it's gonna be us playing toward each other, as Monica said, and the parents.
I was told, yeah, make the parents laugh, and then the kids will at least feel
I'm
like
gonna try to be as creepy as possible.
Challenge accepted. But
like Tom Selleck tonight, dude. Like that's my.
What I say, right? What I tell you, Tom. Oh, Tom Selleck. I was told Tom Cruise in Cocktail.
No, Tom Cruise is great. I play a character, but I've been on a big Magnum PI binge.
Oh, are you really?
I'm like on season 4 right now.
Did you bring a change of shorts? Those are little short shorts he wears.
No, I'm just gonna like do like shirt. You know how like Magnum like looks into the camera. Just want subtlety like that. Like, I'm gonna see a joke like the parents.
Oh, fucking girl's gonna love this.
You know, it's
guy.
Too bad.
I love this fucking guy.
It's too bad JC can't tag along because he would be your perfect TC. I knew. I said like, if you just want to be a good guy. So, but the 16-year-old girl, like her parents, like she doesn't want like a typical party. Like she's a real comedy fan, so I think this is gonna have a better chance than not.
I think at 16, she should learn what disappointment is. Start them young. That's what I think.
Noted.
She's a
she'd be like, dear mom and dad,
like,
I already know.
God, I love Louis C.K.
I already know that boys my age fucking last about 5 seconds when I'm jerking them off awkwardly. So let me get some real disappointment in my life.
Yeah.
And watch four people in their 30s plus telling jokes.
Oh, so she didn't, but the parents booked you.
Of course,
oh,
yeah.
And the ghost of future birthdays.
Really, this is going to be my second Sweet 16. Like, it's when I didn't do stand up. I was at a sketch comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
In a sketch comedy group. And. The comic was this lady, I forgot her last name, Linda something. She's like from Connecticut. She booked us as a sketch group.
Uh oh.
It was in the backyard of a wooden fence. Ugh. Where like basically like 15 girls like sitting around, and it was the worst, dude.
Well, sketch comedy is the worst. If we can all agree on that.
Yeah, and the girl
improv.
Yeah,
and
improv,
the girl that's
sorry.
Birthday was it was a deaf girl who was like.
Oh, now this has got a whole hell of a lot better.
Making me feel. Great about myself tonight.
It was a deaf girl who was
I'm gonna kill it tonight.
Who was a cunt. Like,
what? What?
No, most of them are. I'm sorry. I hate to say that, but a lot of deaf people are fucking pieces of shit. I don't
well,
know what it is.
It's just lost in sign language.
Yeah, I think more so they're just not good people.
You hear that, you Chatfield? You're a cunt. No,
he's not deaf.
I know. How did they take you, the deaf girl, to your improv troupe?
Well, like. It was basically four people in the group, and the lady that was doing stand up, she basically sat down like a mother and just gave him like the worst advice ever because she was a comic. Like,
oh no!
Not giving motherly advice, but and they were like laughing. And then we did like a few like improv games and shit, and I just remember like everybody in our group like he was like, dude, this girl's such a little like she would yell out the worst, like, you know, you do like audience suggestions.
Yeah.
And I find like I was like the one like kind of like leading the game and like saying what, and she just said, you could just tell even her friends like what a bitch. And I go, sorry, what? I can't understand you. And I was like, sorry, what? And I'm not trying to make fun of deaf people, but like she was such a bad person that I was like,
she's like, I said deaf hippopotamus.
I was like, did everybody get that?
Deaf hippopotamus. Wait, she was the only one that was deaf. It wasn't like a.
It was,
deaf
no, it was just
party.
Her and like all her best friends and shit. And,
but they weren't deaf.
No, she was just like a.
Were they laughing?
Princess.
Did it bomb?
We were good. She was just like upset, and we kind of had to like. She's like, oh, let's open the presents. Like,
here's a present: a new battery for your hearing aid. Oh,
nice.
Oh. Was she cute at least or no? Mm-mm. No, of course not.
Of course not. Of because course they're all cunts and not
good looking. That's a gag. Like, was she bangable though?
Like, listen, would you, if a girl was like a here we go, Monica. If a girl was a Vegas 6, but she was deaf.
No way.
But a new
no way?
Vegas 8, me.
Ah, like, but just for the story, just to say that you banged a deaf girl.
No, she had to be like, we've had this thing like, there's,
yeah,
like,
there's, get with the Vegas 6.
There's a New York 6 and there's a Vegas 6. Okay. A Vegas 6 would be like a New York 9.
Really?
Or an 8, I would say.
Or an 8, yeah. Monica's just disgusting.
Which makes that a Vegas.
I'm not disgusted. No, she's used to this.
Stupid man.
She's like, yeah, okay, I mean, so the Vegas 6.
Guys are pretty simple, yeah.
We a Vegas 6 is a New Mexico 2, right? That's what Monica's thinking, yeah, right now. That's true, right?
Wait.
Like
what?
A New Mexico 10.
No. Mm-hmm. New Mexico.
Wait, you're saying Vegas girls are better looking than New Yorkers?
Because even the girls that work in fucking hotels, they're all hot. They all have fake boobs. They all have something that they did to make them notch higher, but they're still not 7s or 8s yet.
But a Vegas 6 being a New York 9?
Because not as far
I think no. I think it's a 2-point swing. It's a two for me. It's a 2-point swing. So she's an 8. Vegas 8.
Like my, what about this like a minus 7?
This is why we usually have another female guest. FYI.
I was about to say, how do you deal with this on a monthly?
Oh, no.
They chime in.
No.
Equal time for everybody. So, yeah. So she was not hot and she was a cunt. So I understand that perfectly then. Perfect.
We don't really rate guys the same.
How do you rate the Monica Vita?
I don't.
Liar.
Dick size.
No, that's like no, one. That's like one aspect. Thing. You that's don't fucking it? Know until
like, he's a nice guy, he's a dick, but he's got a really big hog.
Like a baby hog. Like,
he's such a sweetheart, but he's a ninja with that penis. Like,
no, it's such a crap.
A ghost hog.
He's a, like I didn't think it was. I think it was amazing.
You could take a hot guy home. He could have a small ass dick that doesn't work, and he wants to just cry. I mean, you could really, like...
That's terrible.
I know.
That's described three comics I know.
So sad, dude.
Because admit it, like, if you take a hot girl home...
Right.
And she sucks in bed, she's still a hot girl.
Yeah, but,
so you're halfway there.
Right.
But, like, if you take a hot guy home and he sucks in bed, can't get it up, whatever, you fuck, man.
But then, so a little backup, but how do you rate them? So you're hanging out with three other girls, and you're in a bar... And a dude walks in. Is it just a matter? Well, yeah, you tell
me. But
we
don't. But we do. This you're gonna make fun of me for this. I know you are. But no. It, I mean, yes. Like the guy has to be cute, and there's like your typical hot guy. But I mean, watch. Like a woman will sit there and she'll be like, "Oh, he's cute and he's funny and he's like, I think he likes me." And like there are all these other elements that have nothing to do with how he looks. Mm-hmm. That you know. So we don't really. I wouldn't say we don't rate, but. It's not the same. Like, guys purely go for looks.
Right.
And then, like, hopefully she's not a terrible human being and you can kind of handle her voice when she opens her mouth.
So very true.
Right? Very accurate.
I was trying to work out this
premise. Nailed it!
She did.
Nailed it.
She did.
Very accurate.
It's like women's tolerability for bullshit when you're in the moment is a lot lower than men's are. For example, here's a perfect example. I met this girl at my gym years, like 10 years ago. She looked like the girl, my friends called her sweet.
Make sure your math is right on that, Kevin.
No, you're right. She's like
9 years ago.
No, Kevin, 9. Maybe 10 plus.
That's funny.
No, it was just 2000, I was living in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, I think it was 1998.
Yeah, let's just.
Wow.
Note to self, edit. Yeah, fuck. What was it, 2001-ish? 2000? All right, whatever. My friends called her Swiss Miss because she looked at the girl on the cover of the Swiss Miss chocolate box. Like, the nice. Blonde hair girl, fucking pigtails.
Nice.
Super fucking cute. So, long and short, I bring her back. We're hanging out. We're watching the fucking Devils had a late night encore replay of the game. And she goes, I like Hurricanes. I'm like, oh, because they're playing the Carolina Hurricanes. I get it. No, no. No. I like... Storm, like the hurricane, the storm. And I'm like, what?
Did she get a stroke?
No.
Oh.
No, but that did not stop me from fucking
like,
her.
Like that nature like, of destruction?
Yes. Like Hurricane Charlie, she'd be down for. Like shit like that. I'm like, what? But a girl said, like a guy, like I, and again, I'm trying to make another joke out of this. How many times have you ever sat back and thought, like how many times did you fuck up saying something stupid to a girl and you immediately... just took yourself out of the fucking picture for pussy.
Yes.
At least 5 times. Yes. I can name them right now if I want. Yes. I'm like, oh, and every time I think about it, I get depressed. So
guys don't fucking listen to anything.
Right, yeah. That's my point.
I've sat at the bar and listened to conversations. I think it must have been like a first date or maybe they kind of knew each other, and she was literally talking about mice. Ironically, I told Gabe. But she was literally talking to her date about having mice and her landlord, and the guy was sitting there staring at her. And I was just like, this poor motherfucker wants to get laid so bad.
He's not listening. All he's doing is thinking about the end game.
You're just going to nod, and just don't say as little as possible.
Yeah.
That's it. Keep it going.
Because I'm like, because flip yourself in my position. If some guy's like, I like Hurricanes, you're like, game over, pussy. Good night. Good night, faggot. See you later.
And no. And scene. That's
yeah.
It.
But I'm like, oh, really? You like storms? Oh, and then... she was hot. That's all that mattered. She was fucking hot, and I took care of business.
Did you see it again?
Yeah. She was a drink. This is a great story. She was a drink girl, like a VIP cocktail waitress at Caesars in Atlantic City, and she's like, Puff Daddy's the cheapest motherfucker in the world.
That's not shocking.
So she was telling me that. Did you fuck him? She's like, no.
That's not shocking.
Oh, yeah. I heard that, actually.
So she's like, she told me that story. I'm like, did you fuck you? Did he fuck you? She's like, no. I'm like, okay, good. Now I can go on in there.
Oh, really? Like, you would have mattered if Puff Daddy would have fucked her?
No, only because I would have worn, like, the Back to the Future plutonium suit. Like a condom. Like a full body condom.
Hilarious.
Because, you know, he's been in Faith Evans and every other fucking random Lil' Kim and everything. Safety, not racist. Don't get that out of your head,
Jason. I'm
not
being racist. I'm thinking, thinking of people that Puff Daddy's fucked.
She looked like, oh, she was cute. Anyway.
Mace?
That's an interesting guy.
That fuck Mace.
I mean, you guys don't remember the rumors it's from back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just rumors. I don't think Fluff Daddy.
Rumors are true, especially that Richard Gere gerbil. When I fully believe
it was really Fluff Daddy in the beginning.
No way, you really believe that?
Oh yeah, of course.
No way.
Listen, too many times it's true. I believe it.
But what? Really?
Yeah, I believe it.
Why would you do that? I don't understand.
Because
I'd be so
he's bored. Like, here's the thing. When you fuck at the time, the hottest supermodel of all time, being Cindy Crawford, what else is there to do? Now, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying he had to achieve
because
a level of boredom.
Look at Charlie Sheen.
No, same
there
thing.
You go.
I would have to say the same
he has
thing.
Sucked
yeah.
dicks, and that's
yeah.
why.
Yeah.
All this shit's coming out now.
Like David Bowie and Mick Jagger, too.
Yeah, but Charlie Sheen has had whatever. I mean, he's
that's
paid
what
for
I'm
the
saying.
Hottest
like,
person.
I mean, think about if you even look at it in the context of porn. You know, when you were young, most of us here are around the same age, I think.
Yeah.
Like, you were young. It was hard to get porn. Then all of a sudden, like, now you can, like, get porn anytime, anywhere,
on your phone,
all you
want. You
want. And now you realize, like, you're watching some really weird fucking shit because two people doing it just isn't that interesting anymore. Right.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen's fucked more tens by 11 a.m. than any of us have in a fucking, you know, five-year period.
Yeah,
yay,
listen, I'm fine with fucking dudes. I get that, okay? The gerbil in the ass, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't understand.
Let's ask Mike.
I was thinking like what Morgan Freeman says in like Shawshank. Because he's like when Andy Dufresne goes... I wonder if they don't, like, they know that I'm not homosexual. It's like, you gotta be human first. Like, I think once you get to, like, where Charlie Sheen's become an animal, dude. Like, he's not even a human being anymore. Like, he's like, oh, it's a dick. Like,
it's a dick.
I thought it was a
tit.
It's not
sex. It's an addiction.
It's not even, exactly. It's not even had anything to do with, like, any sexual male or female.
No,
related.
It's like
it's
you
just
have your gateway
animal.
Drug,
like,
and then you're...
Well, it's like he's beat each resistance level. It's like, okay, I fucked random hot chicks. I fucked four strippers at 4 tens. Okay, I have to re-up the ante. Now I had a six-way... with 6 tens. Now it's like I can't come unless some kind of crazy shit happens, like 3 midgets have to butt rape a goat, and that's the only way I can achieve an orgasm because the bar is set too high.
Do not check his internet history.
All right. I tell you what, right now it is boring as fuck. It's just you porn red tube, and I just Google Brazilians or fucking
don't
big
you know about the incognito window.
I don't care. My wife doesn't go on my computer. She can care less if she does. Just,
you got the coolest fucking wife. All
you
I
never even met her yet. Yeah, she really is.
She just lets
you
but
if she puts up with you, it's just kind of
go ahead, Vita, finish your sentence.
No, I've met her, but I mean,
how long have you guys known each other?
Too long. How long have we known each other? 4 years?
About.
4 years?
Mm-hmm. Okay. My comedy wife. Anyway. So, I thought the idea... Whoa. Go ahead. you have to say something prophetic, I thought. Okay.
No, he's just making noises. Oh. Cubans do that.
Yeah, oh, please. Watch a set tonight. You'll see it.
Yeah.
Wait for the Dominicans, though.
Cubans. Yeah.
Cubans do merengue. I mean, I'm sorry. Dominicans do merengue. Cubans, salsa.
I was talking about racist white bitch.
I was talking about noises.
Man, I get that chat down. I'll fuck with the Cubans, but not as long as you didn't say Colombians. If you would have said Colombians.
You know what, by the way, Pandora is racist. I have a Bachata channel on my Pandora, and now all my fucking ads are in Spanish.
I can't stand Bachata.
I can't either.
Yeah, well, yeah, I discovered
that's actually the easiest, that's the easiest, like,
it makes segue me feel like I'm at
for
home
any, like, white person to learn, like, Spanish music, because it's so simple, like, ding, 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 ding.
It sounds like the Good Humor truck coming through.
What's that?
The Good Humor ice cream truck guy.
Bachata?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, that's ding, a fucking ding, mating ding, call ding, for ding, pedophiles. Ding. I hate that fucking thing.
I hate Bachata.
I think I broke my phone.
Oh, we should be on it in the first place.
I dropped it. Oh. No, I dropped it and it's telling my SIM card.
Dude, she took forever to get out of the train. She was at it and she's like, what? She struggled and it flew out of her hand. And she just had this line behind her.
Atta girl. That's my Monica. Anyway, so Gabe and JC have pretty interesting backgrounds. I mean, we're all comics, as we know. But I wanted to bring these guys in because I thought they had some pretty cool, like, backgrounds. Like, for example, here's a little fun fact. JC is the first guy I've met who is a former preacher turned comedian. How the fuck did you make that turn?
Yeah, dude. The fall from grace has been fucking...
very well documented.
It's been pretty legendary, dude. I don't know, like, you know, you don't... Something is wrong with you if you leave being a preacher. Because that's it. The preacher is like marriage. You're supposed to be that. That's your calling. God wants you to do it. And if you don't do it anymore, you fucked up. And that's me. It's not good.
So when did you...
Some issues.
When did you... Yeah, no fucking... No shit.
Were you making money? Because that's like a good...
Yeah, dude. I made... If I remember, it was like $43,000 plus, which is not much, but... Everything was, you could write off everything from your fucking where you were living, travel, food, everything. It was like having a double income because I didn't pay everything I paid for was reimbursed.
It's like being homeless, you know, you don't pay on any of
it. It's unbelievable. It's pretty unbelievable. So, you know, they do pay, you know. And I was married at the time, which was a huge fucking mistake, but you can't really be counseling married couples and you know, whoever else, unless you've lived, which is also not good, because if they're forcing you to be married and you know, you really sit and be married,
that ain't
good too. So I ended up, when I left the church, I ended up leaving my wife, which is, to this day, I know I needed to leave her, but the way that I did it was kind of fucked up.
You're a guy. It's expected.
You think you would have enjoyed being single? Like, while you were a preacher?
Dude, I should have never been a preacher.
Like, preacher?
I was just in the first place. So
I should have never...
Preacher food?
Oh, my... Preachers are... Don't get it... They're like comics. And they're like celebrities. You roll up. Everyone is looking at what you're wearing. Yeah. What you drive. You know, it's a very weird thing. The relationship you have with the people, parishioners of the church is just... It's a very weird thing. Constantly under a microscope. And,
I thought about this a lot. Like, it's... Right now be, like, a good time to be just, like, a... heterosexual, like, preacher or priest, because it won't be that bad compared to all the other shit. Like, it sucks. Like, most priests now are fucking pedophiles or doing, like, the worst shit ever. But if I was a priest and, like, what do you do? Oh, he fucked a model. Like, eh.
When you're a priest, you can't fuck anyone. Like, if you're a deacon or outside the Catholic Church, you can't... If you're in a Catholic, you can't fuck. Period.
I mean... Right. Yes,
you can't get married. Like, outside the Catholic shit is where all the gray areas happen.
Who says...
Right.
God didn't make that rule up.
The church.
Yeah. A guy who made that rule made that up. I'm sorry.
A guy in a shitty hat made that rule
All Catholicism, the only reason that is... Constantine was a marketing genius. Constantinople, he wasn't even Christian. He just was like, I'm going to try to get this whole country, my whole fucking people, into one religion. I'm going to make Christianity the number one religion. And then guess what? That guy wasn't even fucking religious, dude. I'm sure that guy fucked everybody. And he's like, Catholicism is the number one religion.
Yeah,
but we're really good with hypocrisy.
We're the worst.
You're Catholic too?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why we know what.
So wait a minute. So you guys celebrate Christmas and all this stuff.
I observe it.
But you just laid down. You know about Constantinople and all that shit. So you know the history and the origins.
I'm born Catholic, man, and I don't agree with having to feel guilty about shit all the time. And then, like, I veered off, not because I wanted to switch. Like, I was like, I honestly, like, my biggest thing was, even when it came to like. Who am I to say a Muslim is wrong? Who am I to say a Buddhist is wrong? Like, they believe in something because all religion is like, you grew up in a mountain And fucking the mountain god was like my deity because he made sense. And then I grew up next to the ocean and the flood, like yeah. the ocean, like
yeah,
everything is based on where. Like, but we all universally have this fucking same beliefs.
Basically, says who, right?
Like, even the fucking even the Quran, like, all Quran was. Was Muhammad got jealous? He's like, dude, Christianity has a fucking sick book. He's like, I'm gonna write my own shit. And he basically followed almost the exact same parallels. Like, even the Bible goes into the fucking Kabbalah, man. They all seem.
Yeah, dude, I think religion is man's way of trying to understand what we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck happens after we die?
Yeah.
That's a big thing. People want to know, what the fuck am I doing with my life right now? You know, what is the purpose of life? That's so religion, I think, is our attempt to fucking put shit in boxes.
Absolutely.
Like, but at the end of the day, all these religions, I hate to say, they're, you know, this is garbage. You know, I hate to, I'm not trying to shit on anyone for being religious, especially coming from a religious background.
Yeah.
I just think that it's nonsense, you know, the stake that we put into things that really don't matter. Just treat people Treat your fellow man nice.
Most basic good beliefs.
That's like, it.
Be a good person. Be good other people. Like,
treat people nice.
And there's something
How difficult is that?
And there's something bigger than us. That's it.
No, I still believe. Listen, I still believe that there is a God out there. I don't know if you would call me a deist. Okay, I'm not. I'm not an atheist. But yeah, I don't believe. And if you're gonna have a set of rules and you focus more on the rules than fucking treating people right, that's a problem.
See, I'm on the out. I was raised, brought up Catholic. My parents weren't very religious. I'm atheist now. I'm done.
You're atheist.
Yep.
Done.
Okay, wait. So you don't concede? You won't acknowledge that there's anything out there, really?
No.
Where does all this come from? I'm not talking about your apartment, which, by the way, this is the nicest hotel.
This comes from corporate America. Yay.
It makes me want to fucking go back to work.
No.
Unbelievable.
Don't. Stop it.
Unbelievable.
It's okay.
That's why he's soulless.
No soul, exactly. Where do you think shit comes from? Someone farted 10 billion years ago.
I'm a man of science in that regard. I think it just evolves from itself. The Big Bang Theory, all that, things evolve. And I just don't believe in any one person is watching us all and saying, well, there's someone watching over us and controlling fate. No, I don't believe that. And of course, if there is a God, then why all this bad shit happening? You mean to tell me that he's testing us by putting out fucking... having pedophiles in the world and people killing each other in the name of other religions? No, that's not testing. That's just assholes acting randomly. So I don't believe there is a God, because if there's a God, would a God allow that shit to happen? Absolutely fucking not.
Do you believe in aliens?
No.
Really? Oh, no. So you're hardcore.
No.
You don't believe in any not religious, but spiritual in terms of shit that you don't see.
I would say only because I've seen photographic evidence, a very small, slight percentage of ghosts. Only again because I've seen photographs of that.
Well, now, what is a ghost to you?
I saw my
Inspector.
Dad.
Did
he
you?
Died.
Yeah. Well, when my sister got married, there were like we blew up because they looked like dots, like specters, like the dust spots. We blew it up, and you can see faces in that in the picture. We blew up my wedding photo. Same things. So I think it could be maybe. My mother's father. My parents went to New Orleans. Oh, sorry, Florida Keys, and they all saw these random dust spots here in a graveyard. They blew them up, and you see faces in those spots.
So wait, if you saw your mother's father,
it could be because my grandma goes, I feel weird. Like, I feel like my grandfather's name was Digger, D-I-G-G-E-R. That's
yeah, interesting.
Right.
His name was Donald. I'm gonna shut the fuck up on that.
But she goes, I feel Digger's presence. Like, she felt my grandfather there, and that's what happened. She's like, oh.
I mean, even if you don't want to look at it in a religious point
that's
of view, like, I honestly think energy is the same thing as you believe in God. Like, I think we're all connected, even in a, like, electricity.
I do think there's something bigger
point of view.
Out there.
Right.
And I definitely think we're all, I mean, yeah, there's pedophiles, and I think that you ultimately,
we're
as a human being, as an individual, you
say.
Have the choice of making a good choice or a bad choice.
Of course.
But that's why there's bad people. But that's why I think you have to respect that there's still a universal good.
Oh, you can believe what you want to. I have no problem with that. That's,
I'm not trying to.
No.
I feel like there's something bigger out there, but what I accept is that we don't know. And what bothers me about, like, organized religion is not only are they so certain, but they're actually very exclusionary and bigoted. And I really, that bothers me so much. It bothers me to walk into a church and listen to the priest spend the homily talking about, you know, treating people well, but then turn around and be like, but you know, the Jews suck, right?
Jews,
like, I just, I can't.
Go on.
No, well, you know, I just, it's so nonsensical to me, and I trust my intuition, I trust my logic, I trust my inner feelings, and I don't need, that's the other thing, I don't need the answers. Like, I'm perfectly okay being a little human being in this big universe. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I don't need to fucking know.
So, back to the question originally, I want to know, what was the moment you're like, fuck being a member of the Frock, and I'm like, I'm out of here.
fuck this shit, drops Mike.
Yeah, me and my ex-wife. Okay, it was right after Chris Brown did the whole thing with Rihanna, right?
I was saying which Chris Brown beat down, but now you narrowed it down.
The original Chris Brown beat,
not the sequel.
And me and my wife were fighting to the point where I was like, "Oh shit, I'm going to end up on the news, and I'm going to be the first preacher that fucking beat up his wife."
You would not be the first one.
I don't know the story. You would not. I don't know. I was very like, it was very, everything was internal. So I was like, "Oh shit!" And we even had like, you know, my fucking pastor come over and counsel us. And I was like, "Yeah, guy, I don't think this is."
Isn't it amazing how angry somebody can make you? Isn't it unbelievable?
It's not. That's not you shit. And that's, I'm older now. So it's like, I will never ever give someone else that much power.
Well, you're older, but also you've gone through it. So I think I don't know that it's an age thing necessarily. You know, I think it's having gone through it and realizing, like, I hate the person that I was when I was with my husband.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to be that person.
I think that's what it was. I hated myself. Yeah. You know, listen, honestly,
I hated him too. But
I'm not gonna fucking get on here and I'm like very cognizant. I'm not gonna shit on my ex-wife. And in many ways, I was the fucked up person because that whole life was a mistake. You know, yeah. I went through it, so I use it as an experience. But I should have never been married to her. It wasn't her fault. She wanted to work things out, and I was like, nah, this ain't working out.
Yeah,
and she was trying to hold on, and it was fucking, you know, a real bad. Yeah. In some ways,
you know, it's like fucked up the way he left. It's fucked up that, you know, the marriage, like,
was
didn't
your
really
husband?
Try. Yeah. That, like, I don't feel like we genuinely tried, but I think at the end of the day, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I'm better for it. I shouldn't have been with him. We shouldn't have gotten married.
You guys still talk?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, we don't talk.
I have nothing to say to him, and he has nothing to say to me, you know? Like, he had somebody at the time who he then went on to marry. And he's living a good... And, you know, it's funny because people are like, oh, well, you know, he's going to have a terrible life. And I was like, he's not going to have a terrible life. Mm. Why would he have a terrible life? He's going to find a woman who's right for him, who's going to give him the life that he wants. I wasn't right for him, and that's that. And I don't really fucking care what kind of life he has.
I don't wish any bad on my ex at all. I wish her the best. I feel so bad that the situation happened the way it was. I have love for her. I hope she's fucking killing it right now. This world is such a fucked up place.
So you don't really talk to her either?
Nah.
It's better.
She's probably sitting home right now going, you know, at least I'm not doing a synagogue tonight at 8 o'clock.
I know.
She might be. Different way. She might be.
I mean, she might be doing a synagogue. I'm just kidding. Being rude.